Welcome to the wrap up, the closing of the journey in sacred leadership. So, whenever you are listening to this, have a space where you can be in reflection. So, whether you are sitting with your eyes open or closed, you have something to write with. You may actually want to have something to write with in case something comes up and you want to remember the feeling or the insight that you are receiving, or a memory of the insight that you want to bring forward from the process. So have something to write with and on, and then enjoy the journey as I lead you through it. I'm going to play soft music for us to reflect to, and begin by reflecting on what is it that drew you to sacred success? What is it that had you say, yes, this is a journey I want to be on? Was it a deep calling within you that said, this is my time to own that I am a leader? This is my time to own that I get to step forward and bring people on a journey. This is my time to begin to lead myself so I can lead others as well. And from the very beginning, we began with an intention. What is my intention for this journey? Intention is a powerful force. Intention directs your energy. Intention holds in place focus for your action. So you set an intention, and we worked on you being in alignment with your higher purpose, taking a stand, not a position. But a stand. A stand means I don't have to be right, nobody else has to be wrong. I can stand for something without invalidating somebody else. A stand doesn't take sides, position does. A stand is something I strongly believe in right now and believe that there is value for other people to know about it. And it's in alignment with my highest purpose, whether I know it or not. I can already declare that my stand is in alignment with the higher purpose. It's in alignment with what I am up to in the world. And as such, I stand in my inner authority, personal power. I am authentic, meaning my insides match my outsides. My conversation, my inner conversation reflects on the outside. So I may have an inner dialogue, but I keep shifting it to make sure that it is congruent and in integrity with what I stand for in the world. My personal authority, my inner authority is uncontested. I am the highest authority, the ultimate authority on who I am. Nobody outside of me grants me a permission to be in my authority. Nobody outside of me validates my authority. I am the only one who can do that. I am the ultimate inner authority on who I am and what I stand for in the world. And as such, I give others space to be in their power and in their authority. Sacred leadership is a circular experience. It is not a top-down. It is circular community standing together side by side, allowing other people and inviting other people to be a fullest expression of their brilliance, their gifts, their divinity. Together, moving on a vision, moving forward, creating a vision in the world that we all are aligned with, doesn't mean that we all are only available for this, but it means there is a vision that unites us. That vision has many different facets, and every single person in the community, in the room, is aligned with that vision. Their vision is part of the bigger vision, and their role in it allows them to fulfill on their purpose and bring their gifts into the world. As such, I am the servant leader. I serve my purpose. I serve my vision. I serve my realm, REALM. I serve the realm I am creating. I serve the realm I lead. I serve from an overflowing cup. There is a space in sacred leadership where I find a way to have everything I need and require to be my best self. And as such, when I serve from wholeness. I serve from abundance. I serve from the overflow. And I know that there are resources for me to create my vision. They're available to me. All I have to do is align with them. If my vision is strong enough, the energy of the vision points me to the resources I get to create and receive to fulfill my vision. I serve generously, not because I will receive something back, but because it is part of my stand in the world. I know I am a servant leader here to serve my vision, here to serve the highest good of all involved in my vision. And then we spoke about spiritual awareness as a sacred leader, following the guidance, following the higher guidance, following the inner guidance, following the intuitive knowing on where things get to be moved forward and how. So it's no longer operating from a strict, rigid strategy, but allowing ourselves to be flexible, using universal laws, that already operate in the world in order to create and manifest the vision that I stand for, knowing that the laws, the universal laws, don't make anybody or anything wrong. They give us access to the resources we need and require to make our vision be alive in the world. So sacred leaders operate from universal laws, and they use universal laws to create their vision in the world. And then we move down to the types of leadership. Sacred leaders are not the leaders of the past. Loud, boisterous, righteous, invalidating others. Sacred leaders lead in so many ways. Sacred leaders are rooted in their vision, in their commitment. And from there, they know that there is space for other people to have their own, even if opposing, style of leadership. So we dove into four styles of leadership based on the elements: fire, water, air, earth. And we dove into the characteristics of each and the fact that there is a leader that could be fluctuating and flexing between all different types in order to land with their role, in order to land their message. It doesn't make them right or wrong. They just be who they need to be in a moment to support the hearing of their message by those who get to follow. And there are different styles of leadership that for reasons which people said, I'm not a leader because I'm not loud enough. But the leadership might be coming through the heart energetically. There might be the lover, the one that leads with love, and it's gentler, more subtle, elegant kind of a leader. So leadership will look very different going forward. And for many, they will surprise themselves that the way they lead is actually something people require and we've been waiting for. And then we dove into how to use the different styles of leadership to communicate with the people, to invite them into our realm. So there is, of course, a focus. This is who I speak to. This is who I want to work with. And my room is full of those people that represent that energy. But within that, we want a beautiful harmony, a mix of earth, water, air, and fire. We want to be able to balance and be in harmony with all different elements. Too much fire, and there is not enough love. There is not enough thinking and thinking things through. Too much water, and it's all based on feeling. And we stop based on feeling, or we move based on feeling, and there is no strategy or commitment. Too much air, and there is just way too much thinking, and heart is missing. Connection is missing. So we want to be a beautiful balance of all four of them, and we want our room to be a beautiful balance, a harmony of all of them. And for all of them, for all four styles to be represented in our room. So how do we speak to all four of them How do we convey our message and share our vision in a way that all four can hear and want to be part of our own? And then we dove deeply into 12 principles of circuit leadership. That part of the journey took longer than I planned, but I am so glad that you are open to journeying and diving deeper into each principle. Each of the 12 principles supports me on a daily basis, and it's my joy for you to have each one. And maybe not every single one resonated with you. Maybe not every single one struck the chord. But maybe there was one or two that you said, this is the one I'm going to bring forward. This is the one I'm going to be living from and leading from. And every single one of them could be the space within which you create, refresh your stand, your commitment, your vision, your mission. So live within these principles and let the principles guide you on a regular basis. Now I would like to complete our journey with sharing of a video. This video is a conversation about sawubona. Sawubona is an African word I heard 5 years ago. I've heard it many, many times and I've watched this video many, many times. In this video, the speaker shares about what sawubona means. And every single time I listen to it, I hear sacred leadership, sacred leadership. There is one specific thing that he references, which is, I can only be free to the level to which you can be free within my space. And that's what sacred leadership is about. Knowing that we are in a constant co-creation, not just with the divine, but with those around us. And there is space and permission for everyone to be who they are in their authentic self, to be able to express itself and grow and play. Sacred leadership is a circular leadership. It's a leadership that rounds people up and then connects them to a bigger vision and allows the space for everyone to see how they fit in. It doesn't take away, but contributes and expands individual power. Sacred leadership is the leadership of the future, where nobody wins until everyone wins, where we strive for solutions that allow others to have the opportunity, but that also leaves everyone with a choice. Am I willing to step forward? And as a sacred leader, I invite you to keep stepping forward on the journey of being the kind of leader you know you are. Wherever you have gone, however you have opened up to you as a leader on this journey, I want you to know that it's just a step of the journey. And there is a beauty waiting for you to blossom into a whole new level where you are a stand for something so extraordinary in the world that needs your gifts, your brilliance, and your light more than ever. And anyone who understands and is willing to stand in sacred leadership must stand powerfully and boldly. And that's my invitation to you going forward. With all my love, honor, and respect for who you be in the world as a sacred leader, thank you for being on this journey. Thank you for choosing sacred leadership. Thank you for being the leader of the world we are all creating. Thank you.